Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, redefining crazy. That's what the left has been doing, especially since Trump got elected. They absolutely, you know what, it's impossible to parody them. Whatever you come up with, whatever crazy thing you come up with, they've already topped it. Let's talk about lunacy on the left. Again to Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagan of the Daily Gator blog, and let's talk about the lunatic left. One specific example. Let's go to Rutgers University. Rutgers, home of the Scarlet Knights. I'm sure they'll get rid of the Knights, the name Knight soon, because that's too patriarchal and all toxic masculinity, you name it. You just can't have knights. That's sexist. There's a professor there named James Livingston. He has resigned. Put in his notice. He's out of there. He's not going to be around anymore. He has resigned. No, not from Rutgers University. That would be a blessing to the students there. No, he's resigned from being white. That's right. James Livingston is a white guy. A Caucasian, if you will. Well, he's not Caucasian anymore. He's not white anymore. And according to an article found on Moon Battery, great site. You should visit it often, right after you visit the Daily Gator, of course. But Rutgers University professor James Livingston has resigned from the white race. Another race-obsessed leftist. He's a tenured history professor. After encountering fellow whites at a Harlem Shake in New York, Livingston took to Facebook to rage, against the whole white damn race. But don't dare call him racist. But then again, he's white, so he has to be racist. Because whiteness is racism now. See, used to be, if you were colorblind, you were cool. That's what liberals believe. That's what I believe. That's what classic liberals and conservatives believe. That's what libertarians believe. But the leftists, the new neo-Marxists, they believe that if you're not racist, you're racist. And that if you don't see skin color, that you don't obsess over skin color, and all that matters is skin color, then you're a racist. Then you're not a racist, rather. Being racist is now the new not being racist. The new non-racist is a racist. The old racist, non-racist, they're the racist now. So if you don't know skin color, you're a racist. If you obsess over it, you're not a racist. But anyway, Livingston said in his Facebook posting, okay, that doesn't sound like his, but his voice doesn't sound that way. New voice for James Livingston. More fitting his butthurt status.
Okay, officially, I now hate white people.
He continued to say the burger shop called Harlem Shake was overrun with little Caucasian assholes who know their parents will approve of anything they do. Well, I guess it's okay to call white people all assholes, right? I don't know. I guess they're children. He says little. So I guess these are kids. And I don't know how they were behaving that upset and triggered Mr. Livingston so much, but it hurt him so badly. It hurt his anus so badly. Maybe we should say he has sore anus syndrome, SAS, a new liberal malady. But he's so butthurt that he has quit being white. He is out of there, folks. I hereby resign from my race. Fuck these people. Well, that's mature. Livingston does live in Harlem, but he hates what is called gentrification. Gentrification means that when white people live in a majority non-white neighborhood, that's bad somehow. Again, everything that used to be good and non-racist is now racist. It's reverse racism in reverse or something. It boggles the mind. As Dave Blunt at Boom Battery points out, the bitterness this man feels, the eternal bitterness syndrome he suffers from, reduces him to gibberish. And he continued on Facebook, I am a white people, for God's sakes, but can we keep them, us, out of my neighborhood? Whoa. So not only has this guy resigned from being white, he's now going to move out of his neighborhood so he can live in his neighborhood where he's moving away from, but he's going to stay there so he can feel good because he won't be there anymore. What? Seriously, I don't know what kind of meds this cat takes, but he either needs to stop, take less, or maybe take more. Something is wrong with this guy. I mean, consider it. I'm a white people, he says. Shouldn't that be white person? I is singular, person is singular, people is plural. Well, at least he's not an English professor. Then he could really freak out because Shakespeare is white, and Shakespeare, because he's white, is now evil. Remember, obsessing over race is now the new non-racism. For God's sakes, but can we keep them? Speaking of white people, again, the whole thing. I am a white people, for God's sakes, but can we keep them, us out of my neighborhood? How are you going to keep yourself out of your own neighborhood? It won't be your neighborhood anymore. This is why I don't have a hammer near me when I do these, because I would beat myself in the head with a hammer. That's how bad this stupidity burns my brain. Dave Blunt opines that maybe he can move to Uganda, where the racial makeup would be more to his liking. But then they don't pay useless barnacles cushy salaries to Bart Cross of Moon Battery and impressionable youth in Uganda. In other words, the benefits this guy gets living in America teaching at Rutgers means he is truly privileged. He does have white privilege. And yet he wants to stop being white. In fact, he wants to move himself out of his neighborhood so he can enjoy his life in his neighborhood. Again, crazy. Crazier than a pet coon. Dave Blunt continues, the bile spewed by Livingston is so over the top that even the presumably left-wing educators at Rutgers concluded he violated their discrimination and harassment policy. Uh-oh, he's in trouble. Livingston and his defenders are now wrapping themselves in a constitution, which normally they piss on. They piss and spit on the Constitution daily until they need it. They hate America until they need the liberty the Constitution protects. That God, who Livingston probably denies God exists too. They hate God, don't want him to exist, but by golly, they hate the Constitution too, but by golly, they want to wrap themselves in it when it's convenient. Leftism is an ideology of convenience, let me remind you. Who came up with that bit of wisdom, by the way? Me, thank me. And thank you for thanking me. The Washington Post, as Mark Levin would say, the Washington Compost, they were sympathetic to poor, poor Mr. Livingston. They wrote that he faced a barrage of hate mail, slur-laced insults, and death threats. Okay, death threats, never okay. If you're on Twitter, Facebook, wherever, and you're giving people death threats, shut up. Stop it. For love of God. Get a dose of reality, will you? So, hate emails, slur-laced insults. Well, if Livingston gets slur-laced insults, consider it was him that slurred all white people. Consider it was him that says white people shouldn't move in certain neighborhoods. So, if you want to talk about slur-laced insults, Washington Post, maybe you ought to look at Mr. Livingston himself. Washington Post quoted Livingston at length as he held forth on the sanctity of academic freedom in the Constitution, which allegedly gave him the right to publicly denounce whites as shitheads. That's not an insult. In fact, you know what he's doing? He sees the New York Times hired this new, I guess he's going to be on our editorial board, Jung. And she hates white people, calls them all kind of nasty things, especially white men. So if he denounces white people, even though he is white, as shitheads, and said white people should move out of his neighborhood, even though he lives in his neighborhood and is white, as shitheads. So maybe he's pushing for a job on the New York Times editorial board. Dave Blunt concludes by saying, by all means, let this fool run his foul mouth. But enough of the double standards. People who aren't liberals have a right to speak, too. Exactly. If you're going to go insult people, they're going to insult you back. You're going to offer your opinion, they're going to offer theirs back. That's not violating your freedom of speech, lefties. That's someone else who's probably smarter than you using their freedom of speech to counter your freedom of speech. See, it's an inclusive thing, freedom of speech. Not the fake inclusive that the left is, but truly inclusive. So, again, very sad. Very sad. Again, just crazy. This guy is how do you get to be so successful? To me, if you're a professor at Rutgers University, have tenure to any major university, you are, I don't say you're privileged, I don't want to say people haven't earned things, but they're enjoying privilege. And yet, they're just bitter and angry, and oh, they're like a festering festering pustule on the ass of society. And they're just ready to erupt at any time, because they're so angry and bitter over what? They shouldn't be angry, shouldn't be bitter. They should be thankful and happy. But instead, they're too busy being miserable, which is apparently the way they like to go through life. Again, this is the left today. If the left wrote their own reality show, it would be Who's the Biggest Victim? And it would feature various people claiming victimhood and trying to prove that they're the biggest victim of America. When in truth, if you offer these people the ability to leave America, I bet you none of them would, because they truly understand they're not really victims. They are, however, lunatics. This is Doug Hayden for the Daily Gator Blog. Thank you for listening. Good night, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you listen. I appreciate it. Remember the Daily Gator Blog. Read it early, often, and leave it at night, too. Thank you. Two rules of life. Always go Gators. And if you're left, you just ain't right. Y'all take care. I'll talk to you again soon.